Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Ramya Nair. I'm a senior associate editor with the Print, tracking economy and business. Today, we will talk about Kane Energy's recent move to sue Air India and what it means for the privatization process of the national carrier. In an aggressive move last week, Kane Energy PLC, a European oil and gas firm, sued national carrier Air India in a sub-district court in New York, United States. But surprisingly, it was not over any contractual dispute with the airline. Instead, Kane Energy was looking to pressure the Indian government to cough up the $1.2 billion plus interest of $500 million that the energy firm was awarded in an international arbitration court in December last year. The arbitration court had ruled in Kane Energy's favor in a case where the Indian government had retrospectively taxed a transaction between Kane Energy PLC and Kane India done as a part of a restructuring exercise. The Indian government, on its part, has appealed against the order at an appellate court in The Hague. Kane Energy, in its court filing in the United States, has termed Air India a fully government-owned airline as the alter ego of the Indian government, while seeking to attach the assets of the airline for recovering the dues owed by India to the energy company. So what does this mean for the privatization of the loss-making airline? Will the buyers be reluctant to pick up stake? The Finance Ministry is confident that Air India's privatization will be completed in the next few months. According to a senior Finance Ministry official, Air India's disinvestment process will not be impacted by the legal proceedings, and as and when Air India will become a private airline, Kane's case will fall through automatically. The official said Air India has not entered or violated any contract with Kane. Tata Group and SpiceJet promoter Ajay Singh are the two shortlisted bidders for Air India, who are gearing up to present financial bids for the loss-making airline. The budget has set a Rs 1.75 lakh crore disinvestment target for 2021-22, as against Rs 32,835 crore collected in 2020-21. Of the Rs 1.75 lakh crore disinvestment target, the government has budgeted that it will get Rs 1 lakh crore from stake sale in financial institutions and Rs 75,000 crore from stake sales in other public sector firms. India had initially planned to complete the stake sale in Air India and oil major BPCL in the first half of the financial year, but the second wave of the pandemic and subsequent restrictions on movement and physical site verification has delayed the financial bids for these firms. Meanwhile, the government and Air India are preparing at the back end to respond legally. So far, Air India has not received any legal notice. Once it receives the legal notice, it will have 60 days to respond to the notice. The government considers Kane's move as an illegal enforcement claim. It has engaged a legal counsel team to fight on India's behalf and is ready to defend against any enforcement action if and when initiated by Kane anywhere in the world. It is also collecting all relevant data about the firm's overseas exposure. The government is confident of winning its appeal in The Hague and is using the argument that Kane did not pay a single rupee tax anywhere in the world in respect of the particular transaction. The Indian government faced two consecutive setbacks over the last few months when it lost to Vodafone PLC and Kane Energy PLC in two separate international arbitration cases relating to a retrospective levy of tax on capital gains. However, maintaining that the judgments question the sovereign right of the Indian government to impose a tax, the government has filed appeals against both the judgments. These cases stem from a 2012 decision of the Indian government. After losing a case against Vodafone PLC in the Indian Supreme Court, India had retrospectively changed its tax laws in 2012 to levy a capital gains tax on transactions done outside India's borders, but for assets that were situated in India. This made Vodafone's $11.2 billion purchase of Hutchison SR in 2007 taxable in India. Similarly, it also sought to tax a transaction between Kane Energy and Kane India. Since then, the government has been engaged in a prolonged legal battle with the two global firms. Similarly, it also sought to tax a transaction between Kane Energy and Kane India. Since then, the government has been engaged in prolonged legal battles between the two global firms. Retrospective taxation has been an albatross around the Indian government's neck for the last few years. Surprisingly, the Modi government has till date shied away from barring this controversial provision, inherited from its predecessor. So though the government remains confident about the Air India privatization going through safely, it will need to take decisive steps to end needless litigation with firms over retrospective taxation to protect its image as an investor-friendly destination. Thank you for listening. Do log in every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from the Prince table. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.